Temple University is in the final stages of its search for a president to fill the seat that Jason Wingard left last spring, and university officials say they've changed their approach to finding a figurehead. WHYY's Jaden George reports.
Board of Trustees Chairman Mitchell Morgan says the university wants the next president to fit the needs of its students, employees, and neighbors. So, the search committee decided to hear from the Temple community directly.
We didn't have any thought about what the next president should look like, and that's why we spent more time than ever doing a listening tour of our stakeholders and hired a third-party consulting firm that helped us with that.
The committee, which includes trustees, a student, several deans, and two faculty members, entered the final stages of its search last week. Administrators say they've shrunk their list of applicants to a few highly qualified candidates. But Jeffrey Doshna, who leads Temple's Professors Union, says the school hasn't really made its process more transparent, given Temple's refusal to release the candidates' names.
If they truly are throwing out the book and doing this a different way, they shouldn't revert back to the old practices, which include this kind of rigid insistence on keeping that list quiet.
University officials say that qualified leaders might not seek the job if their names reach the public eye, but Doshna says it would prove that Temple actually listened to its community's concerns. A new university president is set to be announced by the end of the spring. Jaden George, WHYY News.